Buffalo Chip Campground became an incorporated city after the Meade County Commission authorized an election in May 2015. The city of Sturgis and local landowners challenged the incorporation, and a Fourth Circuit judge nullified it. He found that the Meade County Commission erred when it allowed the election to go forward. Meade County appealed that decision to the South Dakota Supreme Court, who heard arguments Tuesday, April 25th. SDPB's Victoria Wicks reports.
Attorney Jack Heeb tells justices that Meade County legally had to assure by affidavit or testimony that the requirements for an election were met. And he says commissioners did that.
They called the auditor in and they said, are there a sufficient number of registered voters who have registered to vote in the area sought to be incorporated? And she testified to that. She answered, yes, there are.
Heeb says state law outlines county obligations, and Meade County followed the law.
As a county commission, looking at the statutory directive given to us by the legislature, what are we to do? I think they got it right.
Heeb points out that state law has a procedure for challenging voter registrations, and opponents to the election did not follow that process. The city of Sturgis and landowner Gary Lippold argue that the information presented to the commission was fraudulent. Mark Marshall represents Lippold. He says the county commission should have done more than just check off the boxes provided by statute.
This effort to incorporate the town of Buffalo Chip began when 33 or more persons committed perjury by claiming they actually live at the addresses shown on their voter registration form. If you drive by the Buffalo Chip campground, if you look at the photos in the record of the campground, you can see nobody lives there.
The Supreme Court will issue its opinion in this case at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.